Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for us over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my neck standing upright.
To get this quite straight, you were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company, and for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but if they're listening, they'll know it.
And we've got some information on it. We've got a card or something.
The only thing I have, we're a little bit
unprepared. We're funded by the Arts Council. It's right. A very low budget. We don't get paid for this at all.
Right.
We get sent out on these missions to interview celebrities.
Turn it off. One thing I won't tolerate, you're filming me now, aren't you?
Mr. Power, we'd like to know who are running mock terror drills for on 7/7. Which company were you working for? You said it was the precise station, precise times at the precise three stations. Have you any comment on that? Why have you not been investigated or the company investigated? Why have you not investigated, Mr. Power?
52 people died in those bombings, Mr. Power.
52 people died in those power.
Your duty to investigate it further, you've done nothing.
52 people died, Mr. Power. How did you know which three stations? Who helped you choose those three stations?
How many people knew before the event?
How many people knew, Mr. Power?
Oh, sorry, I've got to go in here.
Was it tube lines? How many of the clients knew that those were simulated targets?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is the live edition. Friday edition, the 14th day of December 2007, headline, Peter Power flees from confrontation on 7/7 terror drill. Former Scotland Yard official refuses to answer questions about who the exercise was conducted for. Our intel, of course, is London Underground. Of the exact same trains being bombed at the exact same time, at the exact same locations. That is more than one in 24 trectagillion, or billions of times, all the grains of sand in all the world that would happen, covered in my film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. And now We Are Change UK went to one of his events and just asked him about it, and Mr. Power literally ran into a closet, into a room, small room, and locked himself in it with no one until they were forced out of the building. He would not answer that question. You're saying, why does this matter if you're a new listener? 9/11, 7/7, Oklahoma City, World Trade Center first attack. The Russian bombings that happened in 99 that Putin carried out. They always run drills to cover it because most of the government is not involved in the terror op, and that's so if other agencies pick up chatter, pick up intelligence, if police or others see something suspicious and stop government agents, they just say, oh, I was carrying out a drill, that's all. This satchel of explosives is part of a drill. When Moscow police in 99 caught the Federal Security Bureau / KGB planting bombs in a fourth building that had already blown up three apartment complexes, killing hundreds each time, the Moscow police caught them, arrested them, and Putin had them released, had the police station raided and the hexogen bombs taken back, plastic explosives, Russian military grade, and they said in the news it was just a drill. Yes, it's always just a drill, isn't it? So that's some of the big news today up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Peter Power flees from confrontation on 7/7 terror drill. The managing director of the company that eerily, and some charged suspiciously, were running drills identical to the events that unfolded on 7/7 in London, had to flee from members of We Are Change UK this week when he was asked to explain who had hired his consultancy firm to run exercises that coincided with the bombing. Peter Power, head of Visor Consultants, was a former Scotland Yard official working at the time with Anti-Terror Branch. This and a lot more on the other side. We've got Naomi Wolf joining us for part two of our interview. Daniel Estelin from Spain. We Are Change UK today. Trevor Lyman and a lot more. Totally jam-packed. Keep it locked in.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had 80 entries to the radio and TV at Ron Paul contest. I will be announcing first, second, and third place by the end of the broadcast transmission today. I had friends over last night, a rare occurrence for dinner, and then afterwards I tried to continue judging. Then this morning I basically narrowed it down to about six different video 60-second Ron Paul TV ads from our truthnews.us, Ron Paul 2008 television radio ads. And so now during the breaks I'll be watching these six video ads, narrowing it down to first, second, and third place. Maybe an honorable mention, and then there's one place, $500 prize for the best radio ad. Total prizes of $3,100, but it's all a win-win for everybody. The ads are all excellent, by the way, and some of them very poignant and touching. And there's quite a few more that I may not have time to play on air today, but that I will definitely play maybe even Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., as we have live coverage of the Ron Paul Money Bomb that mainstream news and the bookies are saying could now raise $10 million. The odds are that he'll raise over $6 million, the odds are pretty much dead heat that he could raise $10 million coming up this Sunday on the Boston Tea Party anniversary of what happened back in 1773 that kicked off the chain of events that led to 1776 and the glorious victory and the birth of our nation. So that is coming up. As I literally continue to judge these, I can tell you right now that first place, I can announce right now that first place, but we've got to announce who second and third place for the video awards are, is Once in a Lifetime. Now, I thought this was the winner back a week ago, but I had to find out that it was specifically made because some of these ads that were submitted were already had been made, and they just submitted to our contest, which is fine, but I wanted to make sure that this had been made specifically for our contest. It was very professional, and, of course, it is a TV commercial maker, I guess, out in Las Vegas that did this. And so I can tell you right now, the $2,000 goes to Once in a Lifetime. That's the name of the TV ad. And I'm still having to choose second and third place. I'm looking at five other choices here. And then, of course, one radio ad. But that has been said. I have now completed my babble on that subject. Peter Power flees from confrontation on 7-7 terror drill. This is a big deal. We are Change UK. Again, we just played the audio of that. Went up and started asking him, hey, 50-plus people died in these bombings. You said you were running grills at the exact same locations, exact same time. That's impossible. I mean, that's just off the charts. That's like being struck 100 times by lightning in the same location. I mean, it's the math is even more insane than that. It's what, 1 in 20-something trekagillion. That's got 42 zeros on it, ladies and gentlemen. So we will be getting into that. Also, this broke yesterday after months of being in the Mexican and Latin American news. It finally percolated into U.S. news. Daily Kos picked up on it. Kurt Nemo has written a great article about it up on truthnews.us. Crashed Gitmo torture jet, did double duty as coke mule, and it had tons of cocaine, 3.3 tons of cocaine on the high-tech jet. And, of course, a CIA aircraft whose trajectory was to fly into the United States, into Texas, and, of course, it crashed going over the Yucatan Peninsula, killing all aboard, and loaded with 3.3 tons of pure Peruvian flake. That, of course, would hit the streets, and SWAT teams would bust in lots of doors to stop the evil drugs. And then the big banks wanted the money, literally own every one of the major private prisons, so they get double duty. The police get to seize the money and keep it and expand their militarized system. The prisons owned by the drug dealers get to expand. The police state gets to ever rise further. And, I mean, there have been hundreds of cases of C-130s and jets crashing all over the U.S. and all over Latin America with CIA pilots, government agents, DEA agents, CIA officers. I've interviewed Terry Reed, CIA officer. He thought he was just training pilots for operations in Latin America, and he saw him unloading the cocaine month after month, saw Bill Clinton show up at the airbase. He just couldn't put up with it and spoke out, wrote Clinton Bush and the CIA. Celia Castillo, head of the DEA in Latin America, watched the CIA at El Apango and other air bases loading tons of cocaine daily. I mean, it's just a public operation. It's been in the cover of Esquire. It's been local police many times have busted planes at airfields from Texas to Florida to Illinois to California. And the guys will just pull out CIA badges. The FBI shows up and says, back off. The DEA has busted airplane after airplane with the government flying in cocaine, heroin, and other goodies. Huge plane loads of ecstasy being flown in from Israel. And it's always government agents flying the aircraft. They just say, shut up. I mean, literally, the cops will pull guns on them, and the CIA will pull guns and say, back off, hold up their badges. Feds show up and sit and chew out the police, and the police put their tail between their legs and walk off. That's how it works. But your zit-faced teenage son gets caught with some cocaine, and he's going to be going away for 5 years on average. It's just an absolute, complete, and total travesty. As the corporate media discusses at nauseum the waterboarding of one of the CIA's own, the mentally ill Patsy, another story has surfaced, but not one you will likely see anytime soon on the front page of the New York Times. On September 24, 2007, and one report says Florida, one says Texas-based, Florida-based Gulfstream II jet aircraft, number N987SA crashed in the Yucatan, southern Mexico. As it turns out, not only was the plane used by the CIA rendition flights from Europe and the United States to the Guantanamo torture chamber, but it was loaded with tons of cocaine when it went down. El Nuno Herald reported that the CIA plane was loaded with up to 3.3 tons of coke in Medellin, Colombia, and was used to ferry hundreds of detainees, including alleged members of the Taliban, to Cuba for waterboarding and other specialties. A sharp-eyed Daily Cost blogger found the news article on El Nuevo Herald's website. He was smart enough to screen capture the page because, as should be expected, the original news story had since found its way into the memory hole and was removed. It was, however, picked up by the Mexican blog La Paca Madrid News. I was recently listening to one of my favorite radio programs that is broadcast on 99.5 FM in New York City, hosted by the tough as nails Michael Levine, one of the most highly decorated DEA agents in the agency's history. The subject matter was about the plane being linked to the CIA torture flights, writes blogger. You can see a YouTube clip of that radio show. The guy Mr. Levine had on his program was Bill Conroy, a former Gary Webb-inspired investigative journalist who writes for Narco News Publisher, as well as Alexander Cockburn's Counterpunch. And then it just goes on to say the particular Gulfstream 2 tell number N987SA was used between 2003 and 5 by the CIA for at least three trips between the U.S. East Coast and Guantanamo Bay, home to the infamous terrorist prison camp, according to a number of press reports. The suggestion is that the CIA plane was flying a huge quantity of drugs towards the U.S., ensured that this incident would attract far more attention than a typical drug smuggling story, writes Conroy for Narco News. The Gulfstream originated out of Fort Lauderdale, was returning to the United States from Colombia's Rio Negro Jose Maria International Airport, and was scheduled refueling stop recorded on its flight log for Cancun, but ran out of gas about 100 miles short of that, crashing into the jungle in southern Mexico. For some reason, the Mexican military began tracking the plane when it crossed over into Mexican airspace. The crew clearly had to changed that refueling stop and flew west, attempting to land on other smaller airports. It eventually ran out of jet fuel and crash-landed near the tiny Yucatan village of Tixicabacab. I've been to Tixicabacab, I would add, writes the Daily Cost blogger going by the handle Red State Hate Monitor. Of course, CIA complicity in the cocaine business is nothing new. They don't call it the Cocaine Importing Agency for nothing. It just goes on and on and on. Young people, they push cocaine and heroin in movies on MTV like it's cool. It's supposedly counterculture. It is the dumbest, stupidest thing you could ever do. Don't get on Ritalin. Don't get on Prozac. Don't get on cocaine. Don't take Rohibanol. Don't use any of their drugs. If you got to use drugs, if you won't stop yourself, drink. At least they can't put you in prison for 10 years for it. Don't drink either. The point is do not use their drugs. They ship it in. It's a trap. They set you up. Beat them. Be clean cut. Dress nice. Every day you don't go to prison, every day you don't get on probation, is a victory against the New World Order. They tell you, look, I don't care if you got long dreadlocks and 500 tattoos. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever your style is. The point is, though, the police have been trained to alert on that. They've been trained that means you're part of a subculture, and to feed on you, you're basically putting on their enemy's uniform. Stop playing the game. Wear button-up shirts, slacks, Levi's, nice shoes. Work hard. Make lots of money. Go camping. Have friends. Get in shape. Beat them. Get off the drugs. You can do it. You can defeat the New World Order. Stop using their filthy, dirty products. Stop letting them load you on the slave ships. Get off drugs now. Do it. We'll be right back with a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, 790, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 814, 67, 401, 55 for half, 278 for quarter. That's 814, 67, 401, 55, and 278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world.
The elite foresaw resistance to their global control grid, their high-tech surveillance net, their brainwashing of the police, the system they were setting up. So that's why they are accelerating their program now. That's why they put it in place before the rebellion against their tyranny, before the screws got cranked down. But I'm getting photos, video, news articles from France, England, the U.S. Speed cameras are being baseball batted and shot. People are destroying cameras coast to coast in the U.S. It doesn't normally make the press, but it's starting to. Every indicator of resistance is intensifying. Every indicator of people waking up and taking action is intensifying. Naomi Wolf is going to be joining us for 45 minutes. We had her on a few weeks ago, and she, of course, broke the news that she discovered that Bush's grandfather was the top Nazi in the U.S. We, of course, broke that years ago, but the point is that she's pretty mainstream, establishment type, and she is now waking up. So she'll be joining us to talk about 9/11 being an inside job. She's joining us to talk about the Hitlerian connection, the police state, the 10 steps towards fascism that are being set up in the country. Some of the other reports, I got a call from a listener yesterday saying, have you seen the glowing cat report? I brought up glowing monkey report, how they're selling glowing monkeys that are part jellyfish. And then I do have the report here about glowing cats. I mean, that's how far the genetic engineering's gone, ladies and gentlemen. And the scientists that have designed all this admit that they can change the genetics to make a cat glow in the dark with jellyfish genes. Glowing jellyfish genes. But that one change changes thousands of things randomly and can give rise to super viruses, super bacteria mutations, and this has already happened, and it's already causing all sorts of problems in thousands of different areas of the global biosphere. But the environmentalists aren't worried about that. They want a global tax. And I have news reports today, mainstream reports where they are calling it a global tax. We've always told you they would push a carbon tax. We always told you it would be pushed for saving the earth. It is literally a tax on breathing. It is literally a tax on all human activity. It does nothing for the environment. And Paul Watson's written a powerful article up on PrisonPlanet.com, over 100 prominent scientists challenge UN move for global carbon tax. Now, we talked about this 3 years ago. People would say this just didn't exist. See, they do that to neutralize opposition. They deny it as long as they can. Gordon Brown, the new Prime Minister of England, has been saying there was no plan to sign England into the EU. He just did it this week. See, deny right up until the point. Experts dismiss agenda as futile, barbaric scheme that will increase human suffering. That's the whole point of it. The UN has officially announced that the fear-mongering about man-made global warming has been designed to justify all along a global carbon tax, which will do nothing to reduce carbon emissions, but everything to feed. Yeah, even if you believe that man-made carbon's bad, this doesn't reduce it. It actually increases it because the third world makes no cuts. All industry will move there. A global carbon tax will do nothing to reduce carbon emissions, but everything to feed the trough of world government. One of over 100 prominent scientists signed a letter dismissing the move, over 100 did, as a futile, barbaric scheme which will diminish prosperity and increase human suffering. Following a discussion entitled A Global CO2 Tax, that's the UN's document, a UN panel yesterday urged the adoption of a global burden-sharing system, fair, with solidarity, and legally binding to all nations to impose a tax on plant food, CO2. Now, let me read a quote from the UN document, which we have a link to. A global CO2 tax. That's what it's called. Global tax, okay? In the trillions of dollars. This is to fund global government. They're proposing hundreds of new taxes, and now both parties say they're going to adopt it. And the SPP documents from September 2006 state that they wanted to have a stealth implementation of carbon tax through the NAU. But they know you won't go to Judicial Watch and read it. They know you won't get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement that has the North American Union governmental chart. They know that they can just tell you it doesn't exist and it won't. Now, there's another story I haven't even gotten to yet that is so unbelievable it's off the chart. I didn't believe it when I saw it. It is sourced. Mobile labs to target Iraqis for death. They're bringing mobile death trucks like they have in China to Iraq. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hell is being released.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MediCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MediCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MediCleanse is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MediCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
There is still time, ladies and gentlemen, to get your orders in at InfoWars.com and the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. There is still time to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, to get my film Martial Law that documents the police state, 9/11, and of course the Bush-Nazi connection. There is still time to get Loose Change Final Cut that I executive produced. There's time to order it right now. Everything that comes in through Sunday up until midnight, Monday morning, will be shipped out on Monday. And anywhere in the U.S. on UPS, you should be getting it before Christmas. A lot of areas will get it by Thursday or Friday. But up in Alaska and places, you'll probably get it on Monday. Now is the time to spread the word. And when you get a copy of Endgame, when you get a copy of Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, feel free to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Feel free to get them out to people. Also, in the month of December, we're giving you 5 months free. When you sign up for a year and pay for like 6.5 months or so, you get 5+ months free. Comes out to 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv. That comes out to like $4 a month. For all 17 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book online, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, just so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also call by phone and order the books and videos, and you can also have us drop ship them. You know, just put in the information of where you want your order sent, and we will mail it to them. If you put in the comment section an email, a comment to, hey, Bob, here's Endgame, hey, Carol, or, you know, hey, brother, hey, mama, hey, daddy, hey, son, you know, and find enclosed Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that's a good idea to do that, too, so they know why they got it. or send them an email or call them on Christmas morning and say, hey, you know, that video that just came in the mail yesterday or Saturday, I sent that to you. You can also do that at Infowars.com or by going to PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got links to the shopping cart there as well. You can also give folks memberships to PrisonPlanet.tv. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I also know that Amazon.com has even faster shipping than we do, but they only carry Endgame and Terror Storm, and you can go order there, and they've got regional shipping offices in every region of the U.S. They can ship right now today to you. And so you can also order Terror Storm or Endgame via Amazon.com. There's something else you can order there, and that is her new book, Naomi Wolf's new book, that is, of course, doing quite well, and that is The End of America. So while you're at it, I suggest that you go to Amazon.com and get that for yourself or send that to someone as a Christmas present. Use Christmas. Use the holiday giving season as an excuse to educate your friends and family. This is how we're going to beat the New World Order. Or you can simply send them an email and say, hey, for Christmas, check out the free podcast of the 3-hour radio show so they can listen how they want, when they want at Infowars.com. Now, going to Naomi Wolf, her bio is lengthy. She is a best-selling author of multiple books, and she is our guest today. Naomi, instead of myself going through for 10 minutes your bio, tell folks a little bit about yourself, and then I want to recap the 10 steps towards fascism that you cover in your new book, The End of America, and then get into some of the other issues we didn't discuss when you were on with us 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Thank you so much, Alex. Well, I'm the mother of two, and let's see, I got a BA from Yale, graduate studies at Oxford. I was a Rhodes Scholar. I did write 6 books. Luckily, some of them have been international bestsellers. That's really happy. And usually I write about gender issues, but the emergency we're in called me to write the most recent book about the crisis facing us as there's this intense subversion of democracy. And what I saw as echoes from history, from mid and early 20th century totalitarian and fascist history, to put in place the same 10 steps that would-be dictators always use to close down a democracy. So that's briefly who I am.
Now, last time we only got through about 9 of them. We had to hurry because I was always adding comments, and so were you. Run through. You got the floor. The 10 steps, and then I want to get into the Bush-Nazi connection, your questions about the 9/11 official story, and the whole left-right paradigm. But first, the 10 steps, what your book covers.
Sure. And can I just say, Alex, I'm pleased to be talking with you again, because apparently I got in trouble for talking with you last time. And I really believe in a democracy. There should be nothing, that, you know, no questions that citizens have that are off limits. So, yeah.
What do you mean you got in trouble?
Well, I did some right-wing radio, which, again, I'm happy to do because I'm eager to reach out to people across the political spectrum. I think that's what democracy is about. And a couple of very prominent right-wing radio hosts yelled at me for talking to you because that's supposed to be sort of beyond the pale. So I'm delighted to be talking to
you
again.
Was one of them Lord Medved?
Yes, Michael Medved yelled at me. Yeah, that's
yeah, the guy that publicly goes to the White House and publicly is videotaped and photographed getting marching orders from Bush. You mean that guy?
Well, I don't know about that, but all I know.
Oh, yeah, that was in the New York Times. Remember last year?
They went and
all the neocon hosts. But go ahead. I mean, what did he say to you? I got an email about it, but I didn't hear it.
Oh, you know, I don't want to sort of get into sort of mudslinging, but I guess his position is that some of what you believe is sort of at the far reaches of sort of conventional discourse.
Oh, he has said that I'm treasonous. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, really? Treason? He's throwing the treason word around at you? Well, that's step number 8. I'm sorry to hear that. But anyway, I strongly believe, and I'll say it again, that in a democracy, there are no questions citizens have that are off limits. There's no conversation that should be off limits. We've got the First Amendment, and that, you know, I personally believe people should talk across all kinds of party lines and belief systems to enrich our discussions. So I'm delighted to be talking to you in your community. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I'm delighted, too.
So.
Thank you. So shall I go through the 10 steps?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a fantastic conversation last time, and I'm so happy to be picking it up again. So the first step, as we mentioned, is that all would be dictators. And again, I looked at Germany in the 30s, Russia in the 30s, Italy in the 20s, East Germany in the 50s, Czechoslovakia in the 60s, Pinochet's coup in Chile in 73, and China's crackdown against democracy in the late 80s. So the first step everyone takes is to invoke a terrifying internal and external threat, and often it's a real threat that the would-be dictator will hype or manipulate. The second thing all would-be dictators do is to create a secret or unaccountable prison system outside the rule of law where torture takes place, and often they'll create military commission systems that strip prisoners of due process. The third thing they always do is to develop a paramilitary force that is not answerable to the people, and this is very effective because they send that tactically to kind of intimidate the population even when they're still a democratic civil society. The fourth thing they do is they create a surveillance apparatus aimed at ordinary citizens and let ordinary citizens know that there's a surveillance apparatus aimed at them. The fifth thing they do is they infiltrate and harass citizens' groups, and we've got multiple lawsuits. I'm sure your listeners are thinking, okay, Blackwater, okay, you know, the black sites in Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, okay, you know, they're filling in all the details as I go through this with contemporary events. The sixth thing they do is target key individuals. I was just saying the ACLU has multiple lawsuits because agents of the state are infiltrating so many, you know, benign civilian groups, anti-war groups, environmental groups, and so on. So they'll target key individuals, and that means people like Dan Rather, who lost his job when he ran a report critical of Bush, people like Bill Maher, who lost his job when he said something, the Dixie Chicks, who had these orchestrated burnings of their CDs and their careers were at stake. And then, you know, the targeting goes from smears and professional repercussions to, you know, arrests and investigations. We're seeing this politician in Alabama got railroaded. We're seeing, you know, investigations of, you know, tax investigations of people like the NAACP who have been critical of the Bush administration. And then it gets worse as we get through what becomes possible in later steps. But let's see, the eighth thing they do is that they restrict the press, and we're seeing more and more attacks, harassment of journalists in the United States. Greg Palast, who wrote Armed Madhouse, was investigated by Homeland Security. Bill Keller, you know, when he ran the Swift banking stories, faced calls of treason, just as you did, Alex, and also calls to be tried under the Espionage Act, which has given people in our nation's history 10-year sentences for giving speeches about the First Amendment and closed down dissent for a decade. Let's see, the ninth thing that happens, you just mentioned it, is that criticism gets recast as treason and dissent as espionage, and that's when you start to see things like, and this is right out of Hitler's playbook and Stalin's playbook, you start to see things like, let's see, it's called H.R. 1959, the bill that passed by 404 to a handful out of the House and is now going to the Senate, which would basically criminalize conversations like this. It would criminalize thought. It would criminalize, you know, a blog I wrote yesterday saying that we should appoint a special prosecutor to investigate what happened to the missing CIA tapes. When that law passes, God forbid, you know, it'll in a way be over because any of us can be kind of rounded up and arrested and you know, face a great deal of difficulty for thinking things or saying things, which is a hallmark of a closing society, what I call a fascist shift. The last step is to make it easier to declare martial law and to subvert the rule of law. And there are a number of ways to sort of close things down with the final step. You don't always need a march on Rome, like in Italy in 1920 or Night of the Long Knives, you know, Hitler's sort of purge of his inner circle, which was very bloody and dramatic. You can do it through things like purging the civil service, like they tried to do with trying to fire all of the U.S. attorneys at once, which the hidden and erased emails that are being subpoenaed would indicate that they wanted to do. Goebbels did this in 1933, because then you can have an election, but, you know, if all your guys are deciding the outcome or deciding who to prosecute in terms of voter registration, the you know, the outcome is foreordained. Or you can deploy Blackwater, for instance, who now has a presence in Illinois and is trying to build a presence in San Diego to monitor the border. Or you can federalize the National Guard, which the Defense Authorization Act of 2007 essentially did, giving the president alone the power to declare martial law and tell, you know, send the National Guard of one state out to subdue the citizens of another state without the consent of the governors of either state and tell Congress about it after the fact. So we are in a terrible crisis because all these 10 steps are in place now.
Absolutely. And I would say from my knowledge of those 10 steps that you're even, you know, erring on the side of caution. And as bad as what you talked about sounds, it's actually much worse. On the martial law front, Presidential Decision Directive 51, Bush says he is above Congress and a supreme dictator. All of these memos have been coming out where they say the president decides what is constitutional, that all law flows from his mouth, the Fuhrer precept, and all of this is staying in place. And that brings us to the other issue. Naomi, you specifically advised the Clinton White House.
Didn't advise the Clinton White House.
Well, I mean, specifically, what did you do in the Clinton White House?
Sure, I'll tell you, but let me just step back a minute. When you mentioned Presidential Directive 51, if that's the name of it, I just want to note that a crucial turning point in the closing down of Germany, which had been a parliamentary democracy, was when Hitler passed a law that essentially gave him the same powers. And, you know, it was over after that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, I've seen you on, television places talk about how you know the Clintons and you say that they're good folks who really want to help people. And Naomi, I think you're a good person. I think you're very intelligent. And I've read some of your books and a lot of your writings. And I believe you mean well. And I believe you're very intelligent. But specifically, and this isn't some Clinton bash fest, I want to talk about the left-right paradigm here for a moment. And I saw you at a meeting where there were obviously a lot of leftists even asking you, well, hey, aren't the Clintons bad, too? Specifically, what did you do with the Clintons?
Yeah, let me be super, super clear so I'm not overstating, my knowledge or participation. I know them slightly. My children's father knows them intimately because he wrote a number of President Clinton's speeches and Mrs. Clinton's speeches during the, I believe, first and second Clinton term. And so every day he was working with them, so I watched working with his staff. So I watched the process very close up, and I, watched the development of the ideas and the speeches, and I, know a number of the people who work with them. So my sense of them, I've met them briefly socially or at events, but my sense of them from many people who work intimately with them is that they're decent, well-intended people who have made a lot of, the kinds of compromises that people make when they're engaging with this really horrible power structure.
Well, let me just explain why I brought this up.
Sure.
It's this. I mean, a lot of people, what you'd call from the traditional left, they're well-meaning, they're caring people, they really believe in what they're doing, they're right on a lot of issues, wrong on some other issues from my constitutionalist / libertarian perspective historically. The reason I raise this is I've been talking about the police state since I got on there 13 years ago. I knew about civilian inmate labor camp programs when they were declassified in 97. They've been going on for a decade with prisoners being taken to military bases. I knew about all these things. And before Bill Clinton, before Jimmy Carter, the apparatus of the military-industrial complex and the defense contractors controlled by the big central banks of the world and the Fortune 100 were already writing white papers wanting to build up the police state, apparatchik here in the United States. And so my point is, Clinton, Bush, as bad as Bush is, he literally is just a front man for a larger, more entrenched system. And, of course, he's pushed harder than anybody, but that's pretty much the time and space we're in. So my whole point is, George Bush may leave office in a year. We hope he does. Whether Hillary Clinton or Rudolph Giuliani or I'm praying Ron Paul gets in, regardless, my point is to you, you're discovering all this now, and that's wonderful, and you're bringing your great gravitas and acumen to this. My issue is, I'm telling you from my research, it's crystal clear, this is a larger underlying agenda by the bureaucracy, by the global corporate interest, and so I'm just hoping we can get people like yourself to shift this out of just a George Bush discussion into a larger discussion.
Well, that's fascinating, Alex, because, the conclusion you're reaching, you're sort of meeting the extreme left, where a number of them have gone when they, people who, protest the World Trade Organization and who basically say that democracy is a sort of thin cover for corporate interests, which are sort of the moving powers in the global not only economy but political sphere now, and that everything else is just window dressing. I mean, I was just reading Chalmers Johnson, Blowback and the Sorrows of Empire, who is a leading, I believe, far left political analyst, and he reaches the same conclusions you seem to have. I do want to say one thing, though. I mean, when people get to that point, they just become despairing. And, like, what can you do when you, you know, reach that sense of, well, there's bedrock here of these interests that are, you know, unassailable.
But, Naomi, I think we have to assess just how bad it really is, or any fixes, or blaming it all just on Bush instead of the underlying cause. I mean, I want to stop this. I want to reverse it.
Right. Well, okay, I just want to say one thing. When I was watching the Clinton terms close up, and when I was working on the Gore campaign formally, not doing what the RNC, you know, mythically spun that I was doing, which was sort of some weird wardrobe thing, but advising on women's issues and getting out the youth vote, I did see that people who were engaging in democracy were able to to pass some good laws and constrain some excesses of corporate capital.
Oh, there's no doubt that the citizens have power and that we're in the game. I'm not saying it's all over and, you know, they have total air superiority. I'm just saying we need to assess that this is both parties, this is system-wide. Bush is just the most virulent manifestation of an overall illness. Naomi Wolf, stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolutions eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
With Naomi Wolf, lawyers for victims of 9/11 and people in the surrounding area are bringing forward evidence. We already knew this, but Christina Todd Whitman reported to the White House that it was horrible asbestos, mercury dust, the thousands of mercury switches in the thermostats, the computers, very toxic. Tens of thousands of computers turned into aerosolized dust. The concrete's also with the lime in it. It's very bad in your lungs. And then now a bunch of different hospitals and institutions in New York and around the country have done the CAT scans going back 5 years ago. Some of people's lungs have ounces apiece of this stuff in them. And Bush told her, suppress it. And that's now been declassified. That's now come out. They took the bodies, or the remains of half the victims, or 47% of the victims, and they put them in the landfill and used that for aggregate to fill potholes, Associated Press. Naomi, of course, lives there. Her son got asthma after all this happened, and you can put two and two together. So, I mean, just from that perspective of them lying to us, you say you have some questions about 9/11. Can you talk about, first off, the dust?
Well, let me just be super clear again, because there are so many people waiting to take things out of context. I know that, you know, my son was a few blocks away from Ground Zero and stayed there because, you know, Christy Whitman said the air is safe to breathe, and I couldn't believe at that time that the government lied to us about something so substantial. And I know that my son, you know, does have, you know, breathing problems. But I don't know, I don't have, you know, a smoking gun to say that one leads to the next, although I can say my mother's instinct, and I, you know, I've said this in public, felt that, you know, it wasn't safe to be in the area, that it was something very, very toxic going on. And I'm, of course, sorry now that we didn't, you know, err on the side of caution and move the children out of the city during that time.
But, I mean, now we've had hundreds and hundreds of firefighters and police and medical workers have died, and we have the media still kind of playing that down. I mean, the cold-bloodedness of just telling everybody in all those dozens of schools in the area and hundreds of businesses, thousands of businesses, that it's safe. I mean, that illustrates just the ruthlessness of these people.
Well, there I do have to agree with you. I mean, though I don't know that one caused the other, I do know that it is, you know, brutal, as you say, to expose children, not just my son, but all the city's children in southern Manhattan, to such a toxic, you know, mess that is, you know, scarring people, killing people now, and God knows what, you know, future years will turn up, not just for the little ones, but, you know, I'm not happy that I breathed all that stuff, you know, that my loved ones did. I mean, you know, people were wearing, you know, masks outside, and our children were wearing masks. And then at a certain point, it's like Christy Whitman says, you don't have to wear the masks. Okay, we'll take our masks off. And that was sort of really a brutal, cold-hearted, devastating moment. So when, you know, in terms of 9/11, all I know is that, you know, citizens and not, you know, I've gone across the country and I've met a lot of people talking about these issues. And I have met a lot of very serious, credible, sensible people with various knowledge bases who would like more information, or who have a sense of unease, or who feel like more questions need to be asked and more responsibly answered about, you know, that whole narrative. And I do feel, and I've said this in public and I'll say it again, you know, 60%, I think, of citizens in the U.S. now think that we're not getting the whole truth from the government. And so that's a substantial amount of unease. And that's not a good sign in democracy.
Well, Naomi Wolf, we've got, well, we're going to come back in the next little 5-minute segment and talk about it. But I just want to point out a few things for you about 9/11. I mean, I'm sure you're probably really aware of them, and you're valiantly in your prominent position even hinting at this, but or your questions, but we need to discuss government-sponsored terror, which has been declassified hundreds of times just by our government, when we get back. Then we're also going to talk about solutions to this whole police state that's being set up. We'll be back with Naomi Wolf in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.